Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We didn't do 10:10 yet, right? Okay, so we start there. Vakshyate cha tasya sattvasya prakritad anyatamatvam dvadashe shri nara narishim prati shri markandeyena. In the 12th canto, Sri Markandeya will tell Sri Narayan Rishi that this goodness is different from the material mode. Sattvam rajas tama itisha tavatma bando maya mayak stiti layod bhavahetavosya lila dvita yadapi sattvamayi prashantyai Nanye nvinam vyasana mohabhyas chayabhyam. O my Lord, O Supreme Friend of the conditioned soul, although for the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this world, you accept the modes of goodness, passion, and ignorance, which constitute your illusory potency, you specifically employ the mode of goodness to give complete peace to the conditioned souls. The other two modes simply bring them suffering, illusion, and fear. Tasmataveha bhagavan atatavakanam shuklam tanum svadahitam kushala bhajanti yatsat vatak purusharupam ushanti satvam Loko yato vayamutatma sukam na chanyat. O Lord, because the kingdom of God, where there is fearlessness and the happiness of the self, is achieved through the mode of pure goodness. Hare Krishna. Your devotees consider this mode, but never passion and ignorance, to be a direct manifestation of you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Intelligent persons thus worship your beloved transcendental form, composed of pure goodness, along with the spiritual forms of your pure devotees. Okay. The form of the Supreme Lord, which is composed of this substance, Vishuddha Sattva, is the object of worship of sages and pure devotees. That in itself makes it completely different from any material manifestation. Great sages, intelligent sages, and Vaishnavas don't worship material entities. They worship the personal form of the Supreme Lord only because that form is purely spiritual. And then along with the forms of your pure devotees, tavakanam, atatavakanam, not only your personal form is pure and perfect, composed of Vishuddha Sattva, but also Tavakanam, the bodies of your pure devotees, are also composed of Vishuddha Sattva, especially the devotees living in Vaikuntha. They have transcendental bodies. Those forms, the personal forms of the Vaikuntha devotees, are also worshipable. Now, of course, we also worship the bodies of pure devotees living in the material world. And jivas, when they come to the material world, even if it's for a transcendental purpose, as associates and representatives of the Lord, when a jiva takes birth, any jiva takes birth in the material world, he takes a material body. Sambhavami atma mayaya, the Supreme Lord comes in his original spiritual body. But almost always, any jiva who enters the material world takes on a material body. even if his consciousness is purely spiritual. That being so, nonetheless, we worship those bodies of the pure devotees, even if they're material bodies. When a pure devotee passes away, we don't burn the body, we put it in the samadhi. And we worship the picture, the image, the statue of the spiritual master and other great devotees as transcendental forms. Okay. Prabhupada phrases it that the body of a jiva who's a pure devotee in the material world is not spiritual, but it's spiritualized because it's in contact with pure spirit. It is good as spirit, like the iron rod that's put into a red-hot fire. It becomes like fire. It's not fire, but it's light. It has the heat, intense energy of the fire. Okay, I'll read the commentary on this. The Supreme Lord has use for both material and spiritual goodness. The imperfect kind of goodness influences some conditioned souls to become wise and dutiful. It wouldn't be a complete material world if there was only rajas and tamas. There's need for sattva also. The imperfect kind of goodness influences some conditioned souls to become wise and dutiful, leading them in the direction of liberation. On the other shore of the Viraja, the river of liberation, pure spiritual goodness rules. Avidyaya mrityum tirtva, vidyaya mritam ashnute. That's Ishopanishad. This is a different translation of it I'm giving. By the ignorance of ritual Vedic sacrifice, the so-called ignorance of, because the word avidya is used, by the so-called ignorance of Vedic ritual sacrifice, one transcends death. And then by enlightenment, one can enjoy immortal nectar. Okay. You perform Vedic sacrifice, you do your duties according to the Vedic injunctions. That will gradually earn you liberation. Although the actual sadhana for liberation is jnana, pure spiritual knowledge. But performing the rituals, the Vedic sacrifices, purifies your heart and your consciousness so that you can obtain that knowledge that gives you liberation. And when you have been liberated, then you can enter pure devotional service. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochati nakankshati samak sarveshu bhuteshu. That's the liberated condition. Brahmabhuta, fully satisfied, not lamenting for any loss or hankering to get something, equal to everybody, every created being. Madbhaktim labhate param. First becoming liberated, then you can enter transcendental devotional service and enjoy immortal nectar. Vidyayamrita ashnute. Continuing the commentary. Although inferior, the goodness of the material creation resembles its prototype much more than the two lower modes. Its effect on consciousness facilitates realization of the Supreme. Partivad daruno dumas tasmad agnis trayi mayaha tamasastu rajas tasmat satvam yad brahmadarshanam. Fire wood is a transformation of earth, but smoke is better than the raw wood. And fire is still better, for by fire we can derive the benefits of superior knowledge through Vedic sacrifices. Similarly, passion, rajas, is better than ignorance, tamas. But goodness, sattva, is best, because by goodness one can come to realize the absolute truth. So that is the purpose of material goodness. it actually makes possible the realization of transcendental knowledge of the spiritual nature of the soul and the supreme soul. In the mode of goodness, one can follow the Vedic injunctions, become an actual karmi or performer of Vedic rituals, sacrifice. That will actually purify one's life and one's consciousness. And in that higher consciousness of sattva-guna, evam prasanna manaso, the mind becomes satisfied and peaceful, and one can actually properly cultivate pure devotional service. In the modes of, when one is influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, devotional service is difficult. It's difficult in the mode of passion, and the mode of ignorance is practically impossible to properly execute devotional service. It's facilitated by the material mode of goodness. Okay, so I think that's it for today. Please, if you have any question, just give them to me. You can give it in writing, dump it on my desk. Or what's the conference that we had? What's the name of it? Some Dharma seminar, something like that? Okay, you just go on to Calm and look for some Dharma seminar and submit your questions. And we will give serious attention to them at the beginning of class. Sandarbha Seminar. Sandarbhas? Okay, Sandarbhas Seminar. If you just look up Sandarbha in the address book, it'll show up. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.